מודד את שיעור רפואת רבי דוד מאיר בן שרה שדרה נשא מרוב כדור סוב בעזרת השם ראלין תורה למזיין One, two, seven, 13 מידות הברחמים. Yes. So, בעזרת השם, no? Yosef is not here, so it's something wrong.
No, it's not here.
Maybe we need to rebuke it a little bit.
Maybe you can turn it on?
No, it's picking up. It's very, very quiet.
What is it?
So we are in Torah Lamed Zayin. Spoke about that honor, need to respect people, to let them be who that they are. How much it's important to let people be. And it's a very hard thing also. Don't think that you understand it and it's very easy because you want to receive that honor and you want to be honored and you want people to let you be who that you are and it's very easy to learn but when someone is interrupting and you need to let him speak and when you have something to say and someone argues with you so then it becomes to be hard or children are not listening to you and you need to let them be who that they are and they want to walk all over your Shabbos table and it's a problem to let them be who they are. So that's the effort, that's the job, that's the effort. Liquidiberative, the way to reveal it, to know it, is when you respect Hashem. If you're after your own honor, so you cannot make it to respect others. And if you say, okay, I'm going to respect people, so also you cannot make it, because you can never be a tzedichova, you can never complete the demands. So the only way really to respect people and also to respect yourself is to respect Hashem. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created all of the world for His honor. So when you connect yourself to the will of Hashem, you connect yourself to the honor, so then in every moment of your life you're going to be an honorable person. You're not going to throw things on the floor because place of Hashem, it's the Makom, it's the place, it's Hashem. You will take care of Eretz Israel, you're going to think about everything, you're going to appreciate the place that you learn, everything is going to have meaning, going to be meaningful for you. You're going to, because it's all Hashem, it's Hashem that gave me that merit to learn here. If it's me that I'm learning, so okay, they brought me that table, if it's comfortable, thank you, if not, so no, but if I'm here for Hashem, and Hashem helped me, and Hashem brought me here, so if all of it is part of me serving Hashem in Barach, so we don't have a problem anymore, because it's easier for you to remember. And like we spoke about peace in the house, to respect the wife, also, if you just want to respect your wife, it's impossible. Can come that moment that you are not going to have the ability to respect her, because you're going to do things so against your will that you're going to have complaints. Only if you're coming to respect her because you want to respect Hashem, because you understand that those are commandments from Hashem Yitbarach. This is the will of Hashem. Hashem wants me to respect her. Hashem wants me to treat her nice. So then, it gives you power to do it, and no matter how, no matter in which situation, you are always going to do it. Also on forgiving. If you want to forgive a person that hurt you, that really offended you very badly, if you want to forgive him with all of your heart, You're not able to do that. You're not able. Every time you're going to see him, your memory is working. What to do? He comes, he brings your memories with him every time that he's coming. So it's hard to forgive. The only way that you can really forgive is when you come to the source, to the beginning, that you remember, you realize that it's all Hashem. And then every time that you see him, you don't remember his actions. You remember Hashem's will. And Hashem's will is that I'm going to forgive, that I'm going to forget, that I'm not going to grudge, that I'm not going to keep my anger with me. When you know that it's all Hashem, on Hashem you cannot be angry forever. In Hashem we know that Hashem is good. In Hashem we believe that Hashem is good. On people, we always have doubts. But on Hashem Yitbarach, it's easier to come to a complete faith to know he's all good. So even if someone hurt you and you really want to forgive him for that, you need to come to that complete faith. So we can see by those examples that the only way to fix it all is what the Rabbeinu is saying. L'chvodi v'ra'ati v'yetzarti v'chasiti. Only if you connect yourself to the root, to the beginning of the creation, that it's all Hashem, Hashem made it, Hashem, that complete faith, only by that you can come to cancel yourself really to the will of Hashem Yitbarach and not to suffer. והנפש משתוחקת להיכלל בו בשורשו. And your soul is desiring to include in him, in his root, in the beginning of creation. In the beginning of creation, it's the will of Hashem Yitbarach. And what was the will? What brought Hashem Yitbarach to create the world? רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לרחם על ברואיו. He wanted to reveal his mercy. He wanted to have mercy. That's the reason. So if you want to connect yourself to the creation, you need to connect yourself to the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach in the creation. This is how you can forgive. This is how you can respect. This is how you can honor. This is how you can love with no lusts, with no desires, only with holy and pure intentions. Because you realize that it's all perfect, that it's all good. If now you're busy on yourself and you have a desire to get married, let's say, you have to get married and there are so many beautiful people, women, and you want to get married, and so every one of them is standing in a fight with you, because all that she is supposed to be yours, or if she's not supposed to be yours, so why she belongs to someone else, and all of the time you have thoughts about it. Only when you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it all so nice and so beautiful, and you understand that it's all coming from him, so you can accept the fact that that woman, she's not yours, she belongs to someone else, and you can be happy with their success. You can see that they're going to build an amazing house and going to have amazing children and everything going to be beautiful, and you're going to be happy for them. And you don't want nothing that belongs to them. You don't think about it even. Why? Because you understand that Hashem made it to be like that. And you don't have a bad eye. A bad eye is a desiring eye. Is an eye that wants to achieve and wants to swallow, wants to take, wants to have, wants to take into inside of herself. That's the bad eye. But if your eye is good and you just see that it's all Hashem doing, so you will never gonna have bad thoughts. And I gave that example of desire, lust for women, because it's very, very close to the heart. Because a lot of people are falling in that thing. Even if it's before of wedding, and even if it's after, when people have crisis in Shalom Bayit and they start to look on other houses that functioning in a way that looks for them that it's a better way than their house, or wives that are treating more politely and more nicely, their husbands respect them more, and I don't know, all of those are coming from Tavat Nuf, from lust for women. But what it means Tavat Nuf, need to understand that also in the root, in the beginning. Why? What it means Tavat Nuf? He doesn't have no Tava for that woman. He just wants his wife to behave better. He just wants his wife to clean the house a little bit more, to respect him. It's nothing to do with Tava. Why you say that it's Tava? What's the connection between the fact that my wife doesn't know how to make couscous to Tavat Nuf? What's the connection? I want her to know how to make couscous, and she doesn't know how to make couscous. And now we want to talk about her. And now Rav is saying it's connected to Tavat Nuf. What's the connection? Asking for a little bit of honor, a little bit of quiet, a little bit of cleaning, a little bit of a few good words, compliments once in a while, a little bit respect. You know what? Don't respect me. Respect yourself. Dress nice, clean the house, feel good, take care of yourself, go, do things. Why am I saying that it's connected to Tahavat Mi'ut? Because of the beginning of, like we said, to find the reasons, the real reasons, you always need to make investigation. You need to make a deep tshuva, a root canal. You need to come to the beginning, where it's all starting. It's all starting from a selfish will, ratzon lekabel, a will to receive. When you want to receive something, even you want to receive beautiful life, you want to receive amazing quiet life, you want to receive life of Torah, that is a feminine will. It's not a male will. It's not a will to give. A male is the person that wants to give, that wants to influence, that wants to love, that wants to care, that wants to support. If he sees something ruined, if he sees something missing, something with a lacking, he wants to fill it. He wants to complete it. He wants to fix it. That's his desire. That's a desire of a man. But a desire of a woman, and when a man is falling to Tahavat Ni'uf, means that he's going to those kinds of lusts and desires, feminine will, that he wants to receive pleasure, that he wants to receive satisfaction, he wants to receive honor, he wants to be honored, he wants to receive compliments, good words, support, all of those things. A male is not looking for those things. And I know it's hard. All of us were standing in that place that we need to receive one good word. And you say, look, I'm not wearing a dress and running in the streets. I'm just asking for one compliment. It's not that I'm so low, so far. I'm okay, I haven't fixed myself. But the truth is that et asher yoav Hashem yochiach. If you see that Hashem is strict with you, He's rebuking you, and even on small failures, Hashem is immediately jumping all over you and rebuking you, and He shows you in your life that it's wrong, so it means that Hashem got a big faith in you, that Hashem loves you very much, that Hashem sees in you that you really have the ability to fix it. You should take it as a compliment. If you're going to be now insulted from the fact that Hashem loves you and Hashem rebukes you, so okay, you rejected the rebuke, and Hashem, chas v'shalom, can give up on you and say, okay, I'm not going to rebuke him anymore.
How Rav says in his book explicitly that two women can't live in the same house together.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
One of the things that the
Mishnah
is that two women cannot live together.
Yes. Can live, but can work on it. You know, in nature there are a lot of species that if there are two females, so one becomes to be a male. So if you're not going to give up, so your wife, she's going to become to be a male. One of you is going to become to be a male after a while. So it's better for you to take that job. For you it's going to be more natural. You can become to be a male more easily than her. But if you're not going to do it, she's going to start teaching you the lesson. Don't worry, she's going to become to be the boss in the house, she's going to be mamash chazakah, strong, she's going to tell you exactly what you need to do, exactly when you need to come, exactly how you need to talk, exactly how you need to wake up, exactly how you need to sleep, exactly how you need to eat. The choice is in your hand, no problem. It's not an obligation, it's a free choice. For us, people that, like the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, in the Birkot HaShachar, in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch over there, that for a person that wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach, so the difficulties in Avodat Hashem, it's a gift, it's an opportunity for him. And this is why we need to work on our will, that the will going to be strong and solid, always to want to serve Hashem. And then you're able to fix yourself according to the way, whatever Hashem is putting in your way, you can adjust yourself to it. Because if now Hashem wants you to be humble, now you're going to be humble. And now Hashem wants you to be strong and powerful, so you need to develop that nature also. Me, myself, I found myself in the days of my tshuva in the last 2 years that I have to deal with situations that I never imagined that are going to be included in what that I thought that was Avodat Hashem. I was supposed to, in the last 2 years, stand up on for myself, to be stubborn, to say my opinion, not to let people run all over me and crush me. And in the first years of tshuva, I was thinking that Adrabah, that caused humility, that you let people tell you what to do and you surrender and you say to yourself that this is the will of Hashem. But there is a border. To everything there is a border. And how are you going to know the border? Hashem is going to let you know the border. There are things that you need to give up on them, levater, to give them, to hand them, and to be humble and to accept. And there are things that are talking to you on that are nuk'im ad ha-nefesh, starts to play with your soul, with your spirit. On those things, you have to stand up. Because your soul is not less important than someone else. Also, you need to have ve'avta l'racha kamocha. So, you can say, hey, okay, now in Shlom Bayit, she is insulting me, she is hurting me. But you're not allowed to rebuke. So, you need to develop sensitivity in those situations. There are people that with them, you have to be strong. There are people that with them, you have to be soft and sensitive and caring mamash in an endless way, with no limits at all. So, it's very, very gentle. So for that you need to develop awareness, to develop sensitivity, to have a heart. To have a heart, you have to clean yourself from your lust and desires. When you still have lust and desires, you cannot feel. Because your heart, it's working for two sides. It's all receiving, all giving. It cannot do the same, the two works in the same time. It's not receiving and giving. It's receiving, giving, receiving, giving, receiving, giving. It's in separate times. It's not in the same time. Means that when you have a desire to receive, when your heart is contaminated, and you have that feminine character, nature inside of you, that you want to receive pleasure for yourself, so in that place, you cannot feel, you cannot give, you cannot support, you cannot be there for them, for someone else, for your wife, for your children, because you're receiving now. You need to stand in a place that you don't want to receive. You just want to give. And then you're going to have a Siyata Dishmaya, help from heaven, to know exactly what to give, and how to give, and in which way, and in which time. Those are things that are coming only in the place that your heart is clean. And David HaMelech is saying, two verses, Libi Cham Bekirbi and Libi Chalal Bekirbi. And both of those things are coming from the way that the person was nursing when he was a baby. Because those two verses, Libi Cham Bekirbi, first letters say Chalav, and also Libi Chalal Bekirbi, my heart, all warm, all hot with lust and desires, all empty inside of me, also means the first letters are Chalav. So it's milk. It depends in the milk of the mother. If the mother she was pure, if the mother she was holy, so the baby, the person gonna grow with a pure heart. It depends in the milk of the mother. So you see that it's all coming from the Tavat Ni'uf, it's all coming from the way that the parents been together in the night that they brought him to the world, how they were together. How kosher is the mother if she is holy, if she is God only, if she can kulam ayukim toda. If the mother she is holy, if she is pure, so the child is going to be pure. A lot of rage, a lot of anger that we find in ourselves inside to our parents really belongs to them. It's true, you cannot talk to them. It's true, they cannot help you. There's no one to talk to. But still, you should understand yourself. You can come to that place that you recognize inside of yourself that it's really got a source. Sometimes you feel inside of yourself that really you have angers that are not that you cannot explain them, that you don't know what's going on, what's the root. And you see that you have angers on your parents, angers on your mother, angers on your father. You should know. It's real. It's coming from a real place. It will not going to help you to work it out with them. They're not there. They're not available. They cannot understand you. They cannot contain what that you have to tell them. So again, like we said before, the forgiveness is going to come only when you're going to complete your faith to understand that this is what that Hashem wants. Now you can forgive them. Because it's not them. It's Hashem. Hashem's will. But that way of observation, of looking, observing on your life, is only on your past. But in the present, to the future, you cannot look like that. You cannot say it's all the will of Hashem. You have responsibility. If you want your children to be pure, if you want your children not to have cargo, burden, sadness, sorrow on their shoulders, on you, you need to work on yourself. And your wife, she needs to work on herself. How are you going to tell your wife to work on herself? You cannot do that. You need to respect her. Like we said, when the husband respects his wife, when he loves his wife, when he appreciates his wife, the children are going to grow naturally in a healthy way. Respect. Rabbi Yochanan kara lemane mechabduta. Rabbi Yochanan called the clothes honor. When you want to respect your wife, you need to cover her. If you're going to respect her, she will never going to be not modest. She will never going to think about removing her sleeves and showing her shoulders, her arms, her back, chas v'shalom, even more than that, her hair. Why? Because she receives the honor from her husband. And Rabbi Yochanan kara lemaneh mechabduta. And the coverings, they are the honor. If she's honored, you're going to see that she's going to cover herself. But if she's not receiving enough compliments from you, if you're not enjoying from her enough and let her feel that you love her, that you support her, that she's important, that she's beautiful, that she's amazing, that she's wise, so she needs to receive that honor from somewhere. And if you're not going to give it, she's going to take it from someone else. Because kol kvuda bat melech pnima, her inner source inside is honor. She demands honor. She needs honor. You cannot argue with the way that Hashem created the world. She is a creation that needs honor. If you're going to be wise, you're going to honor her, and then you're going to own her. She's going to be yours. But if you're not going to honor her, you're not the owner. This is it. You lost her. She's going to have to receive honor. She's going to have to receive compliments. And if not from you, so about her hair. So if not from you, so about her clothes. If not from you, so from her parents. If not from her parents, so from old friends, from Facebook, from I don't know who. Because something have to come in. Something. If there is no income, she's not there. You have to understand. So you have to give. You have to give. The only way to give, like we said, is if you cancel your will to receive. Because when you want to receive, you cannot give. Because it's not working in the same time. And if you see, like we said before, that it's hard for you, and you're not holding in that level, and you also have to receive one compliment once in a while, and you also have to have something minimum, there are ways to achieve that also. First of all, not to drop the will. Means to pray on it. To dedicate time every day in your Rit Bodedut to become from a female to a male, to change your nature, to want to give, to pray on that, Hashem, give me the will to give. Cancel that way that I'm behaving today that I want to receive. Help me to work on my midot and to have an inner work on that point. When you start to work on that, you're going to see results all around you. People are going to react to you according to how that you put effort in your inner effort, in your avodah ishit. When you work on yourself, you're going to see that your wife is changing. You're going to see your children are changing. Your parents are changing. Your neighbors are changing. Everything going to change. It all depends on your avodah pnimit. Avodah pnimit, your inner effort, is to come to that understanding that it's all Hashem. That it's really all Hashem. Only when you come to that point that you recognize that it's all Hashem, you can respect your wife completely. You can respect people completely. You can sacrifice all of yourself, all of what that you have, to give all of your powers in Avodat Hashem. When you're not working on that from an inner place, means that you let yourself grow slowly, slowly, one step after the other, and not fighting with yourself and chasing after yourself and blaming yourself and slaughtering yourself. No, it's not the way. You need to understand, this is my level today. I'm still far and also very close. I'm close to Hashem Yitzvarach. Hashem wants to help me, but Hashem got the way to help me. And Hashem going to decide how to help me. I cannot decide how Hashem going to help me. I'm not going to decide to fix myself and Hashem just going to do it. It's going to take a while. So the only thing that you can actually do is to want. To work on the will. To increase the will, to have a daily conversation with yourself on that. I want to serve Hashem forever. 120 years I want to serve Hashem. To work on that. And even if while you do that, still a lot of things are falling between the fingers and you lose a lot of things, a lot of mitzvot, you're not able to complete your Avodat Hashem to look perfect, still it doesn't mean that it's not perfect in the eyes of Hashem. You need to believe in yourself. To believe in yourself, it means that you believe in the mercy of Hashem. That Hashem understands you. Hu yada yitzrenu. He knows your yetzera. He knows how hard it is for you to achieve completeness. It's so hard. Hashem knows it. Hashem knows that He is the one, that is the only one that can give you that. Hashem wants the heart. He wants you to want. He wants you to work on that. And there is something that it's the most important thing in Shalom Bayit, that we spoke about Shalom Bayit today. It calls conversation. Sikha. To sit and to talk. You cannot understand how important it is. So important that without it, no way for Shalom Bayit. You can keep all of the advice of Gana Shalom, Garden of Peace, and not to have Shalom Bayit. Because you do your job, and you fulfill your obligation, and you stuck inside of yourself. And you don't see no one in front of you. You're not saying no bad word. You think that there is a robot, there is a keyboard over there, a screen that's going to react according to the way that you're going to key on your keyboard. It's not a robot. It's a human being. It's a person. So you need to talk. Maybe for her there are things that are more important now, and she is the voice of Hashem. Listen, maybe Hashem wants for you something else for now. Maybe you also need other things now that you don't see. A lot of Baalei Teshuvah after 2 years, suddenly they miss the sea, the beach, they miss music, they miss parties, they miss alcohol, they miss things that for the first 2 or 3 years they felt free from all of that. And now suddenly all of those experience from the past are coming back to his life and he doesn't know how to deal with it. It happens to you now only because you weren't sensitive to yourself in the beginning. The relationship with the wife, you need to understand. She tells you, I want to go to Center One. I want to go to the movies. I want to go to restaurants. I want to go to coffee shops. And you want to learn Torah. And you want to... You don't understand. In 2 years, you're going to want to go to the movies. If you're not going to listen to her now, in 2 years, you're going to want to go to concerts. You're going to be the one... And she's going to be religious already. She's going to do tshuva. For her, it's going to pass that wave. But you're going to wake up and then you will not going to have a partner over there. So it's better for you to understand her and to walk with her in that path and to listen with her to that music and to see that stupid movie with her and to understand with her together that it wasn't worthy, that it wasn't so nice, that there are more important things in life and to have a common development, that you develop relationship, that you're going to grow together. Holiness, Kedusha, is in the house. Shalom, peace, it's in the house. Holiness, it's in the house. Understanding, it's between you two, both. It's true that we're saying that the husband, everything depends in him. Depends in you to work on yourself, to prepare yourself for a relationship with your wife, with a woman. That's what depends in you. To be a man that is able to contain a woman, to love a woman, to care about a woman, to listen to a woman. It's your effort to work on yourself, to open up yourself in the relationship that you're going to have a relationship. That's your side. It's a 100% effort. But it's one side. There is a person, there is a human being over there on the other side. And for that, like we said in Itbodedut, the way to be in touch with Hashem, it's only in Sikha, in conversation. With your friends, it's only in conversation. You're in touch with him, means you talk to him. You're not in touch with him, you're not talking for a few months. Your wife is the same. You want to be in touch with her, you need to have a relationship with her that is verbal. You need to talk. You have to talk on everything. You need to ask her, how are you? Not to cover, not to fulfill your obligation, I asked. You need to care. How was your day? It's an interesting thing for me. It's part of my day. I want to know, how was it? And if it was wrong, and if there was issues, let's talk about it. Let's see how to make it better. Maybe I can do something. Maybe I can pray. I want to tell you that from my experience, I saw in my eyes that when you dedicate time to pray on your wife, she gets light inside. She becomes to be happy. When you pray on her, few long minutes, 10 minutes, 15, you pray on her, you care about her in the field. She's growing. She's illuminating from inside. Maybe it's going to take a while because you have some debts that you need to fill. Okay, you need to pay. Okay. But after a while, you're going to see good, amazing results on that. And if you stop, immediately you see also that. You see results for that also. So it's a very good thing. And I'm saying that also to the bachelors, to pray on your future wives, to prepare them. Because it's your wife. If you know her, if you don't know her, it's still your wife. So pray on her. Start pray on her. That she's going to meet her husband. She also misses you. She also wants to meet you already. She also needs a person to talk to and her husband to come already. And so pray on her. It's your wife. You're not shidduchim. You're looking for your wife. You're not looking for a good shidduch. Where's my soulmate, my wife, my match? You need to find her. So to pray for her already, even if you haven't met her, to pray for her. It's going to rush the process. It's going to bring her into your arms. Thank you. Chazak shalom.